He's like, oh, I mean, I figured since it's one or the other, you're like, please, I'm so sorry.
No filter, just chaos. This is the Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Phone number's in. You guys probably all have it. We'd just throw it out there just in case you are a newbie.
Mm-hmm.
A newbie.
402-915-0962.
Yes. BPScrasher@gmail.com. Have you ever, I made fried chicken in the house the other day. That smell doesn't leave.
No.
The house. I mean, it's.
That's why I don't like frying stuff indoors.
I thought I could beat it. I used avocado oil.
Okay.
Right. And I thought, by the way, that stuff is so expensive. That's the best stuff to use. Oh. And it seems ridiculous because of the high point on it. It goes avocado, then it goes peanut oil. Right. And so naturally, I mean, we just use the avocado oil, but a gallon of avocado oil is like $55. So Jesus. it seems stupid to buy that and use that oil. I don't know. How many fries do you get out of one? Like two fries maybe out of one batch of oil if you.
I don't know. We don't fry stuff like that.
Yeah. Why? We don't either generally. I mean, it was just a free because Whiteland hasn't had fried chicken in a long time. And I've never made fried chicken. And I'm like, I'm going to make gluten-free fried chicken. And it turned out great. Oh my God, it turned out great. Now I have this cold chicken I just eat. It's great. I love cold fried chicken. It
Do
is
you
the
really?
Best. Oh my God, Molly. Ugh. That what else cold can you eat? I love cold fried chicken. I don't know why. I love cold pizza. I like everything cold.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. I do. Yeah. It drives her
like
crazy.
Room temperature soup. Like who eats that? Soup out of a can.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah, so anyway, the whole house just reeks of fried foods, even our clothes. Like Wiley put on a jacket and she left her jacket in the vehicle and she said it smelled like fried chicken and she can't wear it because she doesn't want
to
be with work people. And
right.
And
everyone's like, who smells like fried chicken? Oh, head of HR. Who do we complain to about it then? I don't know. Can't say anything to her.
Yeah. So I gave up my jacket and froze to death, but you know, that's okay. I mean, also I smelled it and I just was like, this is, smells good, but there's a point of when it's too much,
yeah.
You know, it just really is. So, and so when my brother-in-law and Katie came over, I said to him, I said, yeah, it smells like fried chicken. And Katie goes, no, it smells like ham. I'm like, ham? I'm like, oh. So previously, earlier.
Six. I was house smells like all sorts of food smells.
No, I'll tell you air
that.
Happened.
Air that out. Like it smells like fried chicken, the ham we made for Easter.
Well, that's what we're getting to.
Wash the walls. Get that out of there.
I had an event in which I catered the food. It was a family deal. And then Manuel, my brother-in-law, and Katie and Carly show up. And my niece, little Camilla, she's adorable. And Manuel, the first thing he says to me was, oh, did you make ham? I'm like, did I make ham? Well, he listened to the podcast about the ham and the bread.
Oh. He's like, oh, I mean, I figured since it's one or the other, you're like, please, I'm so sorry. Wylene's like, you're even retroactively embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like you can't, like you're embarrassing in the moment. And then it like just keeps on perpetuating embarrassment. You're like, I love you.
Katie said that she was outside and she'd already heard that podcast and was all pissed off. She's so upset over
the
thing about the ham or bread, one or the other.
She was upset about it?
Not upset, like crazy upset, but she was just like, oh my God. Well, Manuel walks out and has a look on his face, I guess. And she immediately knew he had just
listened
to the podcast and was like, why? Mm-hmm. So the whole night, it's all about the ham. And then as a family, Carly, the daughter, right? She loves that ham. She's the one that wants it all the time. She loves that ham. She told me, I don't want your ham anymore. She's sticking with the family. So now I don't got to bring, now I don't have to, I don't have to make ham any longer to take it over to family stuff. If it's going to be with at their house, if they're hosting, I think that's what they're saying. So the plan worked.
Wow. You're like the worst brother-in-law. You're like, he's cheap. He complains about stuff.
No, I don't.
Hammer bread. Can't have both.
He can't have both.
What did Wylene say?
I don't, you know, she knows me. I mean, they all know how I am. They know I'm just having fun and making fun of stuff. I mean, that's the worst thing about me, because I don't really have a filter and I don't think before I speak. Put a microphone in front of me. I'm just going to speak.
They're like, he's like that even if he didn't have a microphone. The microphone just amplifies it.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. So yeah, the house smells like fried chicken and ham.
You got to move. You just got to get out of there.
Got to just smell. Every time I walk in, I mean, I love the smell of food. You know, everyone does. Food just smells good. But when you walk, you don't like smell of food, Molly.
I mean, not like when it's like, I mean, if you're cooking something, yes. But if your house just smells like food and you're like, it just smells foody. Don't you remember that? Like going into like old people's houses?
Yeah.
They've just been cooking for a million years and it's like they're not even cooking anything, but their walls just smell like food. No, I don't want that. I don't want a house like that.
Yeah, no. I guess you're right. Yeah. I don't know what to do. I don't know how you air it out, because it's great. You know, when you fry, that stuff gets in the air. The next it's on the walls and it's on everything. And I just don't know how to get rid of it out. I mean, eventually over time it will. But from
you gotta wash the cabinets. I mean, you gotta like, you know, I mean,
I got to wipe down the cabinets, is what you're saying.
Wipe down the cabinets, maybe even depending on how what kind of paint you have. Like you might even want to do like some mild soapy water on the walls type of thing. I mean, honestly.
To get rid of the smell of fried chicken.
Well, that's sort of why like in kitchens, like they don't really have painted wall. Like it's like kind of tiled or whatever, because I mean, otherwise.
It's easy to wash off.
Yeah, it's easy to wash off and smells don't stick to those kind of surfaces.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken. Delicious.
It is delicious. If I could eat
everything. What did you serve with the fried chicken?
I just had fried chicken. For some reason, we didn't do anything else, Molly. It was like, well, what else do we want to eat?
Mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes.
I love chicken. Mashed potatoes. Our weakness lately has been waffle fries.
Oh.
Just waffle fries. And I'm a French fry guy. I actually, because Amsterdam falafel and kebab is a distance, I can't just make it over there. And people, you need to go there and try their food, first of all. I'm talking about the one in Dundee. That's the daddy right there. I'm not talking about the one at Westroads. That's different for some reason.
Yeah,
you know, the OG, their original, you'll have two meals in one. You'll be so happy.
So good.
You'll eat the fries in your car while you're driving, and it's hot. It's fresh. I mean, you just can't stop. And then when you look at that kebab and you take a bite, now you're eating a kebab driving down the interstate. I'm telling you, it's that good. So I bought some good curry.
Okay.
So I can make kind of like her curry. Is that right? Curry fries? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I can kind of do the best I can to make it like theirs. But I can't, because theirs are unique. It's signature. It's the best fries in the city. And so, yeah, that's my weakness is fries.
Yeah, you do like fries.
Yeah, I love them. And so I would dump the curry powder on there and then try to salt it up a little bit. But I don't like salt, but I love what they do. It's weird. But it doesn't work the same way with tater tots for some reason.
No.
And it doesn't work the same way with waffle fries. And then that new air fryer that we have,
right. That you love, you got two now.
Yeah, I have two,
And that's going to be great because I found an area in the Cuddle Cove where they'll both sit next to the hot dog rolling machine. So I can just make.
You've got a concession stand going on in the backyard.
I can make wings. So when we have family over at the pool and, you know, we got hot dogs rolling, I'm like, hey, anybody want wings or some waffle fries or something in there? And I just double up, boom, boom, boom.
They're like, is he going to complain about this later? Then they come over and they eat all my wings.
No,
all my-
no. Yeah, so, yeah, that's my, I don't know how we even got there. Oh, you said the mashed potatoes. Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. We've been kind of cutting down on our consumption. I think it's just because of the weather back and forth. I mean, I ate a lot during when it was cold, but now I'm like, I've dropped some weight. I don't do sugar anymore right now. I'm not drinking, you know, pop, soda. Mm-hmm. I'm not drinking any of that. And I'm just not eating a lot. Basically, I'm kind of eating just meat. And veggies. That's nothing. Okay. Nothing bad. Nothing bad right now. And then I eat like an egg or two in the morning, and it's worked out. But now I'm at a level of that I can't lose any more weight because.
Oh really?
I maybe have to go and work out in the gym or something. I mean, like downstairs.
She's like, well, that's an idea.
You know. Mm-hmm. God,
you
I hate
guys have a
out.
Home gym.
Uh huh. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. So uh-huh. dusty.
Feel like it's right over there. Look at it.
Yeah, so I didn't yep. eat anything with it. I didn't eat anything with it. But do you know what? Mashed potatoes do sound good. I think that might be on the menu today, tonight. Some mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I love mashed potatoes.
Oh, my God. They're so good. They're so good. That probably be on the deal, mashed potatoes.
Mm.
There's, the more for you those, know, people.
For those following along at home. What are they up to? I don't know. Let's check in and see what they're having for dinner. Oh, my God.
Hey, someone told me they love it when we talk about food. Yeah. Come on. Just because I talk about it doesn't make it bad. You talk about it, too. Come on.
I don't talk about it as much as you do.
Oh, no, that's not true. That's not true. You need to go back on these podcasts. It seems like I cover it in the beginning, and then we circle around, and next note you're talking about
that food. I'm talking about it?
Yeah. So we get to some serious stuff. All right, let's motivate real quick.
Yes.
On Monday, you chose throw up in your mouth every time you burp. Mm-hmm. Gross. What's left over is smell like hot garbage when you sweat. Hot garbage. Or have your breath always smell like tuna.
I think I'll do the sweat thing because, you know, then I'll just be like, well, I can't work out. I'll smell like hot garbage.
Yeah, there you go. All right, you smell like hot garbage every time you sweat. Gross. Let's see. Let's motivate.
Hey, listen. Instead of thinking about how hard your journey is, think about how great your story will be. Everything that you're going through is preparing you for everything that you ask for.
Everything that you ask for. That's true.
I Isn't love it? Your videos.
Aren't they great? I like watching motivational videos.
Yeah.
There's times that sometimes I'll watch them and I get all teary-eyed. Because some of those motivational, I do the short ones.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the videos that they put out are entirely too long, but it is like long. And it really gets you like caught up on some of it. And it makes you start thinking. And then you're like crying. Yeah.
Well,
I love those motive. That's what I watch. I don't watch cat videos. I don't watch dog videos. I just watch motivational. And that's my algorithm, I think.
You do get cat videos.
I do.
You'll share them.
Well, they send them to me. People right. send cat videos to me because of you. Yeah, I'm not watching. I don't.
Got it. It's not videos. Coming up on your algorithm.
No.
That was a gift.
That was a gift from someone. The last one I sent you was from my sister. And actually, and from Party Crashers, you guys send tons of videos for you that are cat related. There's a lot of cat people out there. So if you're a cat person, you need to go to bigpartyshow.com mm-hmm. and hit the merch store. There's cat stuff there. There's Party Crasher stuff. There's even some dog stuff there. There's stickers. Get a sticker and stick it on your laptop. That's the thing. I see all these people with stickers on their laptop.
Mine's a water bottle.
You got to. We also have mugs. We have wine tumblers. If you like,
I mean
wine.
The stickers on your water bottle.
Yeah, those the ones stickers that we have. Like when we first started the podcast, I got a bunch of stickers. You know, mm-hmm. I figured stick them on everything. I don't care. But the problem with those stickers is that they wash off.
Yeah.
In the washer, the stickers that we now have on the merch store do not wash off. They're vinyl. So they're there for life. And also we're going to add, and we just had that conversation. We're going to add those clear bags. So if you go to concerts or any shows and we're into concert season, I mean, you're going to be going to Stir Concert Cove and all that stuff. It's hard to find those bags sometimes. Well, we're going to have bags for you that you can put your stuff in if you can't bring your purse. There's nothing worse than walking to a venue and going in and then, you parked a distance away.
Yeah.
And they say, you can't bring that in. It needs to be clear or smaller. So we just figured, why don't we just, get the bags. I mean, I'm sure you can order a bunch online, but why do that? You can just get big party show and you can represent, yo.
Represent.
Represent. Yeah.
Oh. Flopping around. Okay, so I really want to talk about this thing. It's called financial future faking.
Okay.
And it's like this phenomenon in dating. It's almost like love bombing, but you do it with like false financial promises. Like one day, you and me, we're going to get a house. We're going to live on the moon. We're going to get a boat. Like it's basically like somebody is making you all of these financial future promises. You know, that the fact that you're going to be together forever, you're going to have all of this stuff.
But isn't that together? I mean, I've been remember being in relationships and having those conversations like, maybe we'll do this. But is it just
it's different than that. Different. I mean, it's different from being in a relationship and you're both like aspiring together. This is almost like a form of like catfishing. It's sort of like this idea that somebody doesn't have any intention of following through with any of this just sounds really good. Ugh. So basically like you're like, yeah, we're totally going to get a house. And like in their mind, they're like, never going to happen. And it's just brutal. They were talking about the fact that there is future faking. So that's the jumping off point for this. So the idea of like pretending that there's this long-term thing in your relationship and it's not.
Is this stuff that leads to like to marriage type stuff or is this just dating?
It's dating, but like the problem with it going into marriage is that they're saying a lot of divorces come from the fact that people are not financially transparent.
Absolutely. That's what I was going to say, because number one reason for divorce, I believe, is financial.
Financial.
Right? And then also it falls in the top three is the fact that your spouse isn't doing or obtaining everything that you had talked about. Say you're like going to the house, so failing to follow through. And giving them false hope. That is a top three divorce reason for divorce. So if you're going to do that and get married, you better make sure you do what you say. At least do the best that you can. Not just be like, I don't want to finish school. Or I didn't go to, what I mean?
That's part of the financial
crazy.
Faking.
Okay.
Is the fact that you're saying all this stuff with absolutely no ability or desire to deliver. Like, let's get a house. But the idea is that, what's your credit score? That's all fine and good when we're sitting here and we're holding hands and looking into each other's eyes and talking about all of these things that we want from each other in the future and knowing in the back of your head, like, well, that's not going to happen. I've got like $750 million of debt. You have no idea. And here I am like being like, yeah, let's do that. Let's build a life financial together. Because they were talking about the fact that it's a matter of soft life aesthetics, all right? So it's like you have all of these financial promises without any ability to deliver on them. So, you see all of these things on social media, the idea of like the aspirational lifestyles, right? Like you see these people and they're getting massages every week they are eating at all these great restaurants or they're going on all these great trips and they're posting about it all the time. But what nobody's ever talking about is, where's the money coming from? And if you're in a relationship like that, where you're talking money. To your significant other and you're like, I want to go to Hawaii every year and I want us to have the newest car and I don't want you to work. I want you to be able to stay at home and I'll work. Like, let's just have like a traditional, they call it trad wife.
Yeah.
But it's like this traditional wife that stays home, does everything. And then the guy, it's like, okay, well, that's all fine and good, but how are we paying for it? That's part of the financial faking, is somebody making these, you know, great claims and you never have a conversation on like how it's actually going to work.
Wow. Financial catfishing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think, I've probably been in situations dating wise, not financial faking, but definitely future faking.
Okay.
You know, I always think of it as somebody like love bombing you, where, you know, they're like, you're my person, you're the one, you know, and they make you feel as though this is the real deal, the forever thing. And then you find out that this is their MO for everyone. You talk to the girl that they dated 3 months ago and she's like, oh yeah, this is like the script. He's saying all this stuff.
All the right things.
All the right things. Yes. Yep. And you find out, and it's not just guys. Like, I'm not trying to paint it as, I mean, women
sure.
do it too. Women are like, you know, yes, you're my forever person. Like, I want to have kids with you, you know, all of a sudden. And then you find out, you talk to her ex-boyfriend. He's like, yeah, she said the same thing. We were supposed to move in together. And then all of a sudden she just disappeared.
I'm mm-hmm. looking at her right now. It says half of Gen Z and millennials admit lying about their wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And 37% have even overdraft their accounts just to impress a date. I would have to admit,
wow,
I have probably overdraft and spent, you know, not to
on a date that like, you're like, I'm way out over my skis, but it's like in for a penny, in for a pound type of thing.
Yeah. But it was nothing, you know, crazy. But I'm not to impress a date. That sounds like to me someone's trying to spend, you know, $500 on a meal. You know,
I think there are people that do that.
I have a friend, Molly, that did that. He mm-hmm. said, and his thing when he was pretty much courting this person, he was going on these dinners, and it was about anywhere from $300 to $500 a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have a lot of money. I was like, wow, this is crazy. But his logic on it was like saying that everybody needs to do that at least once. I'm like, I ain't spending $500 on a meal just once.
No.
There's no way that's happening. But he was doing it all the time.
And that's financial faking.
Yes.
I mean, if somebody's taking you out to a $500 dinner, the assumption is that they are able to afford $500 dinners.
And if
they're continuing, like, right. I was going to say, if it's not just like a one-off, like, let's just blow the lid off of this. And I mean, obviously we're not going to do this all the time, but why not have one of these? But if they're continually having these dates where you're like, well, every time we go out, we go to these like super fancy high-end or expensive restaurants, he's ordering the best bottle of wine, all this kind of stuff. That's total gaslighting.
Yes,
I mean,
it
how
is.
Would you not? I mean, you're not going to sit there on a third date and be like, can you afford this? Like, who says that?
Nobody. I have never spent. I have spent in my married life $500 on a meal, but that was for four people. That was for me, Wylene, my cousins in Hawaii, where everything is expensive. That's probably the max amount that I've spent. And that was probably a little bit more than that. And I didn't mean to. That is a shocker when that bill comes. You're like, okay.
Peter and I went out for our anniversary 1 year.
See, that's different too. That's different too.
I don't even want to know how much the check was.
Oh, really? Did you find out or?
I don't want to know.
Okay.
I really don't.
What were you
don't.
Getting, like expensive wines and stuff, or was it?
No,
just
we
the
went
food?
To this place. There was this famous chef. Mm. He's gone now.
That's different. He's gone now? What do you mean? I remember this guy.
Charlie
pass?
Trotter.
Oh, yeah. That sucks.
We went there, and it's a set menu. Like, you're not ordering off of the menu. They're like, this is what we're serving tonight. It's one of those restaurants. And then there was a wine pairing with all of it. And then you could also buy, you know, like obviously a bottle of wine, that kind of thing. And I can't even imagine what the price tag was on that. Like, it was one of those things where I'm like, I don't want to know.
I can't even tell the difference. I had a shared a bottle of wine that was like $120 once. Ooh, I couldn't tell the difference. I'm just not a wino where I can tell the difference of wine. Maybe I was because a heavy smoker back then, and my taste.
Not everybody's into it.
Screwed. Yeah, I just was.
I mean,
like,
I've had nice bottles of wine before where you're like, this is smooth. I mean, where you just it is liquid gold. Like, you're liquid drinking it, you're gold. Like, this is, I could drink this for forever. Now, I'm like, well, not with this price tag.
All right, so the financially catfish. It says here that this is a Credit One survey. Even it says credit scores have become dating credentials, with one out of five wanting credit scores to appear on dating apps.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
because it seems,
like,
a little gold diggerish to me, but also at the same time,
they want to screen out
the lowers.
This is the thing. They're looking at, so Gen Z and millennials are kind of this perfect storm, right? So what they're talking about is a lot of them grew up in families where people didn't talk about finances.
Yeah.
So there's already that.
We did.
And then you go into the fact that this is the generation that's strapped with a lot of student loans, a soft job market, cost of living is insane. And so they really are very credit minded on account of the fact that everything kind of hangs on
credit
score.
It does.
Like, are you able to get a car? Are you able to get an apartment? I mean, that's the other thing. I don't remember having to hand over my credit score when I got an apartment. You hear that now.
Yeah, like, because, like, they want to make sure you can pay the damn bill. And you don't just
go. So here you are planning on moving in with somebody and you don't know anything about. I mean, before you move in with someone, you should have that conversation. I never did. I lived with one person before my husband. And I mean, I don't think I had any idea how much he made.
Okay. Was he a good roommate at the time?
Yeah, we lived together. I mean, it was never a problem. But I'm looking back on it now like I'm lucky. I've had friends where they've had guys move in and they're deadbeats.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it comes to, like, paying the rent and they're like, I don't have it. And you're covering both of you. And they're, you know, I mean, it can happen. I mean, by that point, the call's coming from inside the house. They're already in there. It's hard to get them out once they're in.
It is. We had a roommate. You know, when we first moved here, it was my brother and I and then another dude that we had friended somehow. He was a good dude. He was a good guy. But we would collect the money, right? And I would just put the money in my room, like on a desk of some sort at the time.
Okay.
Anyway, I come home one day and it's gone. All of it.
Oh.
I'm like, what the heck? And the house looked like somebody kind of ransacked the house a little bit, kind of went through stuff.
Yeah.
He was with another girl and he wasn't making tons of money, but this girl, someone had saw him at the grocery store just buying tons of stuff and he didn't have any cash. He had stole the money from us. And guess what? We were paycheck to paycheck and now we don't have $800 that we needed to pay rent. That sucked. That story alone. He just stole it. He just took it.
No, I'm saying, like, you have to go to your landlord and be like, what happened?
That's what we had to do. I didn't know what else to do. He's like showing up with new leather jackets and then he just ghosted us and he just moved out. I'm like, that dude is the one who did it. He never admitted it. But I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
it was sucked. And that's when you got to know, now I see what, you know, with the credit score thing, but it does say here that 47% of men, they said they're willing to overlook their date's bad credit. And 27% of women would tolerate a low credit score. But that's half and that's less. 27% of women would tolerate that. That's nuts. I see them being, maybe they have low credit scores also, and maybe they look at it.
No, I think it's just, I think as a woman, you're kind of looking at, I mean, you're looking at a stable future. I mean, I think a guy would be looking at a stable future too, but maybe more women are discerning. Maybe women are a little bit more like, no, I don't want to take on whatever trouble you've got.
What would you do if, I mean, what would you
do? I don't know. I mean, I count myself super lucky that.
Yeah, me too.
This wasn't, I will say this. I will give credit. You know, we got married in the Catholic Church and they do this, these marriage classes.
Like
you can't get married unless you take these marriage classes. And I credit them for the fact that they make you have these tough conversations. Because I do remember, you know, Peter filled out his test. I filled out mine separately. And then they get it, the moderator, and then they put it together. And they're like, here are the things that you agree on. And here are the things that you're not together on. And one of the things that he had was the fact that, like, when I grew up, everything was separate. My mom was separate from my dad. And he grew up in a house where everything was the same. And so I'm coming into this like, well, you'll have your stuff and I'll have my stuff and neither the tween shall meet. And they're like, well, no. He's like, we're married. Like we share. Yeah, and I was like, share. I don't know about that. Which you think he would have been more excited because it's like, you make more than I do. Like, this is actually beneficial for you, sir. This is me saying like, no, I'll stick to my lane.
So do you guys have a joint or not?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Some of it.
Yeah, so do
some.
We. So do we. Like, I don't
like,
know what's
not
in
everything.
My name's. I don't know what's in her account. I don't. Yeah, we have separate credit cards.
But I also think that is because of when we got married. You and I both got married. We weren't 25.
Yeah.
You know, we were older. We already had established our own financial selves. So kind of combining those would have been a little bit more. Yeah. I mean, I've always mine.
Mine.
He's like, fine.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't. We ours is separate. We have a joint savings account. You know, but yeah, I don't know what she has her own credit card. We also have a joint credit card that we use as well. But she uses, like she says to me one time, she said, I don't want to feel guilty for things that I buy, that I want. I'm like, I totally get it. You can, you buy whatever you want. It's your money. So I don't even know what's in her account. I know nothing about that stuff. And that's fine.
I mean, you probably have it. I mean, like you have an idea. You do taxes together. It's not like.
Oh, I know how much. I know how much she makes. I'm just
right.
Talking about
that's
what's
what I
in
mean. Like
account.
It's not a right. But I'm saying like it's not like I have no idea. You know. I mean, you have a vague idea of like what's coming in. Now, what's going out? That's none of your business.
I agree.
Girls have expenses.
Yeah.
That you guys don't need to know about.
She's out right now getting a massage. Yeah.
Is she really?
Yes. Her and Colin, the oldest. That's their new thing. You
what
know
do
that,
they do?
That foot reflexology.
Oh, yeah? They go to that place?
We introduced Colin to it, and he loves it. And so he took her for her birthday, and then he took her for Christmas time. Then he took her again, and then now they're there. I'm not invited. I'm starting to think, is Colin your son or is this some dude named Colin?
She's like,
Mine.
So yeah, do they do it. The foot thing or full body massage?
The full body thing. Molly, you got to do it. You got to get Ann. Everyone, it's at the mall. Upper level, just walk through Von Maur. And it's right there. There's also
I want to do the foot thing.
Yeah, it's great. And there's also the same thing down on the lower level. Also, it's bigger. That one's just a big bay, and there's a bunch of beds everywhere, and everyone just laying together. It's weird. I don't like that.
That does sound
like,
weird.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you're laying with strangers and you're
while people are
and,
shopping and
yes,
eating Annie's.
They can look through
pretzels. Look at that.
So yeah, but I recommend it 100%. But yeah, it's good. I don't know where that type of massage comes from, but yeah, you need to get the foot thing done. Oh, it's nice. It's soup, and they're nice. They're nice people, and it's not expensive. That full body massage is cheaper than going to any spa. But if you're,
I want to
get
a scalp massage. I think it'd just be nice to have somebody like rub your head.
Yeah, you should do that. They have those people.
I don't know if
they
have it. I don't know.
I'm sure we can find somebody just to get. I'd imagine they do that when they do those dry shampoo bars. I see it by Borscht.
Right. I mean, you know, like my stylist, like when I get my hair done and they shampoo, they do it, but it's never long enough. Like I could, I seriously, I could sit there for like 20 minutes if I could.
Have you ever thought of asking them and say, hey, can you do that a little bit longer?
That's not really what they're there for. You know what I mean?
Well,
like, hey. I mean, it's nice that they do it, but I'm like, it's not a massage. Like I'm getting my hair done. You know, and I mean, it's nice that they do it, but it's not required. Like you go to plenty of places where they just wash your hair and they leave it. The fact that they do any kind of.
Yeah, that's one thing I miss is putting your head back in that thing and then they're running that warm water down. Mm-hmm. Oh, I miss that so much. Yeah.
Feels good.
Yes, it does. All right, we're going to get out of here. We got Friday coming at you next. Mm-hmm. And thanks for all your support and listening. And yes, continue to spread the word about the Big Party Show as a podcast now. We really appreciate it. We'll see you on Friday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
Squirrel in my bro. Big Party Show. Breast will enlarge. Big Party Show. The radio is on. Sitting on the John.
We believe in a naked America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show.